Visiting today with OSU's Seth Bird, we're talking about cotton. So kind of just start us off, give us an overview and the crop update.
Yeah, so if you look at the USDA's latest report on the harvest progress, we're, you know, just getting started. You know, we're still in the single digits in terms of acres harvested. Our crop maturity from at least a bowl, you know, development and opening standpoint, you know, most of the crop is probably at this point had a harvest aid application applied, or it's going to be just one of those crops that you wait on until it freezes. So the crop's getting ready. It's taken a while though for us to get the crop from sort of that point where it's ready for a harvest aid application until it's ready to actually be harvested. So it's, you know, some of the remaining bulls are starting to be a little slow to open now that we're starting to cool off our nighttime temps, especially. And the biggest hurdle or issue we've had, which we kind of thought this might be a problem, has been defoliation. It's been really hard to drop leaves. So what would normally take, you know, normal good year with a decent crop condition, 5 to 10 days, is taking us, you know, 15 plus days now. And we're just not seeing a lot of movement, or very slow movement on our defoliation front.
Well, I know last time you and I had kind of talked about that, and you said producers were going to have to decide whether they wanted to do something about that proactively or just kind of wait for it to naturally happen. So what are you seeing most producers doing?
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those things where we didn't have that cold snap. We're just now starting to have the cold snap that will a lot of times naturally sort of jumpstart the senescence process. You know, bowl open and leaf drop are kind of related, as in they're both hormonal processes and they both occur naturally. But we'll see bowl opening really move fast when we have warm, dry conditions. A lot of times with senescence, leaf drop, we almost need like a cold snap, and that will kind of jumpstart the leaf drop. And we really are just now seeing that. So back to sort of your question, it took me a long time to get back to it, but I'm working my way back. We had a lot of bowls open for a long time before we've got anything, you know, temperature-wise to help us with the leaf. So we've had a lot of producers that have had gone out and made applications. And all the conversations I've had, and there's been a lot of them in different areas and concerning different tank mixes, we're all kind of dealing with the same thing. We're just really having a hard time getting the leaf to drop. So hopefully that application hasn't been made yet, or we don't have a lot of leaves that have been desiccated, which I can say that there's been a lot of treatments that I've evaluated this year where I've stuck leaves or desiccated leaves, where in a normal year, I wouldn't see that. If you're not in that situation, you just got green leaf that you're waiting on, hopefully some of these cold nights will sort of jumpstart that process of natural senescence. You know, it's that drought hardened leaf has just been really resilient on, you know, standing up to a lot of our harvest aid mixes.
Well, mentioning a harvest, what would you say that you've heard the number of fields that didn't make it, destroyed fields, has been in Oklahoma?
Oh, wow. You know, I'm not very smart, can't count very high, but I certainly can't count that high. It's a lot. You know, we're not going to harvest. And again, I don't think we planted the acres that were reported planted. Maybe we did. Maybe it did get that high. I don't know that. I don't know. But, you know, we're not going to harvest half of what was planted.
Yeah.
So it's – and I'd say by now, you know, it's – you know, we're getting into the second half of October. If you've – you now know what you're doing, you know, with the crop. If it was going to be destroyed, it's probably destroyed a month ago.
Right.
But there was a lot that didn't make it.
Yeah. Well, I know we haven't had as much success, obviously, here or even Texas and Kansas, but it seems like the Mid-South growers have actually had some good cotton. So I guess we're just kind of relying on those folks this year.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it helps when you get a little bit more rain, you know, I come from the even further east than that. And I know what we call dry there and what we call dry here are totally different. But I know they had some weather concerns this year. I think it turned around for them sometime in August. We just never got that turnaround. You know, we didn't get the any kind of beneficial weather for us. I don't think all year, maybe a little bit of rain that fell later in the fall, or I guess later in the summer. But, you know, at that point, any kind of hopes were already either, gone or going in terms of the crop. So yeah, I'm glad some folks in the US are having a good 2022 year. And hopefully we can get back to what we'd normally think of as a good year in the future.
How do you feel like this will affect the overall infrastructure and economy within the cotton industry? Do you think people are going to, have to kind of think of this as a rebuilding year, to use a sports reference?
Oh boy. Can I pass on a question?
Yeah.
It almost seems above my pay grade. No, I don't know. It's tough, I think there's been a few years recently that have probably put a strain on, and I guess when I think about our industry, I don't have the brain capacity to think about it in all the terms, but I think, growers, our ag industry and our ginners. And I know that, there's been cotton short supply for some of the gins in our region in several years out of the last few. And, we had a really big expansion in our ginning capacity and the number of gins not that long ago. And we
Right.
haven't really had the years to follow up, with the production to maybe support some of that expansion. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough. Hopefully we, again, we don't want to string together too many bad years, and hopefully we can bounce back next year. But at the same time, I think the question always gets kind of bounced back is, well, what else do we do? What other crop can you plant in this area and pay bills more years than not? And I don't have that answer. So cotton may, as bad as it may treat us some years, it may still be the best case scenario in most years.
Well, I was always saying cotton farmers are optimistic. And according to O.A. Cleveland, he says we have about 9 more months of doom and gloom. Would you agree with that?
Well, if OA said it, I'm not gonna argue with him. He's definitely a wiser guy than I am. Boy, 9 more months, that seems like a long time, but if he's gonna guarantee us a rain in around next June, then maybe we'll just hope for that. Hopefully that's what he's talking about.
Absolutely. Well, I'm always looking for a reason to be optimistic, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, he kind of got to, especially after the last 10 months.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.